Welcome to Sonata Secrets with Henrik Chilham, unlocking the world of classical music. The Nutcracker is a ballet by Tchaikovsky, scored for symphony orchestra of course, but he actually made the piano reduction himself and I think it works really well. The March is the first piece of the ballet after the overture and it doesn't really need an introduction because you're gonna recognize it. So music for dancing is always very rhythmical with a clear beat and usually a lot of repetitions. So in this march all the material comes many times, which is one of the reasons it sticks to our minds so well. So the first statement is this. The typical march rhythm with these triplets, you can imagine snare drums playing for a marching band. Rum, ba 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 bum, bum. And the structure here is we immediately get a repetition of these two bars. So they actually create kind of a pair of a statement and answer, but with the identical material. And more than Tchaikovsky, Mozart also does this in his music a lot. So the two times now. Like they mean slightly different things. It's hard to put the finger on exactly what, but something. So now we get a new idea as contrasting material, a melody that's kind of jumpy and excited. So this is a big contrast to the march rhythm that's kind of firm and constrained. This is more living out. So the melody is one bar of this, the dotted rhythms, and then as a sequence, the same thing, one note down. And then it takes the last part of this and repeats that as a sequence, a shorter sequence, and going upward. And then it kind of turns around even more. But the best part here is the bass, because we actually get walking bass in a classical style. So walking bass, the bass is going to move from point A to point B. You kind of fill it out with the notes in between. So here we're going to move from A to D, and we fill it out with the notes in between. And again. And all the way to the D. And of course, it's the tension between the bass and the melody that really creates this amazing energy. So they're in counterpoint. The direction is the melody goes down and the bass goes up. That's opposite motion, very good in counterpoint. And of course the rhythmical tension of the bass being on even eighth notes and the melody on dotted. So together. So like everything is converging to the end, to this big crescendo and climax. The sequence gets shorter and more intense. And the bass moves upward and also the harmony, it starts kind of in A minor, G major, and it's staying within G major diatonically, and then in the end it goes to D as a dominant to G. It's culminating with this, maybe, I think it's like a cymbal crash. That's how it feels like in the piano version at least. And this clears the way perfectly for a repetition of the first march theme. So we get exactly the same two times again here. And now we get the melody again. Now we're kind of starting to expect it because that's what it's been before. So it starts the same way, but now the sequence moves upward directly instead. And it continues upward, and now it moves to a new place harmonically. This is B, and this is as a dominant to E minor. E minor is a relative of G major, so we're in home territory, but it's slightly new. So now we get more repetition of the same material, but now it's like a new version of it. So now we get the march rhythm, but on B. This is a little bit darker than before. It moves down more, but it only comes one time, and we get kind of a new idea here. The bass does the same, walking. It's going back to B, but the right hand gets a new idea, this quirky motion. Like falling down the stairs almost. So back to B, and we get the same march rhythm. Now we get the same thing, but the hands are flipped. So now the right hand is doing, and the bass is going on the beats. Here we're going from B back to G major. Here we reach a D, so now we're kind of, okay, that's the dominant pointing back to G. And G major, the main tonic, and this is, now, of course, we get a repetition again of the same march rhythms as the beginning. Starting to recognize it by now. Or like really know it. So that's exactly the same, and we continue. So now this is like the last time, the second time. Now we get a new version of it. It starts the same as the second time of the first section, but now so now we just go back to G major, so closing the harmonic progression of it with a proper cadence. So that's the main part of the march, all these ideas coming many times. Now we get a very short middle section, but it's a new idea, new material here. So it sounds like this. So this is a completely new texture with 16th notes. And actually in the orchestra, I think it's a flute playing, they just play repeated notes. But it's much harder to play on piano than wind instruments. So Tchaikovsky, as the arranging of the piano version, he makes it slightly easier. I mean, it's not easy anyway, if you should play it fast, but it's playable. Accompaniment has these repeated chords. So providing a high energy accompaniment. And we stay within E minor the whole time of this mid section. Kind of goes to A, but then back with A minor. And the structure is again these four bars two times. And again, this leads straight back to the march rhythm. So it doesn't really feel like a big middle section because it's so short. But from here on, we actually get the full repeat of the whole march part. So it's it's very much the same coming again. Now in the orchestra, the second time after the middle section, we get an extra movement in the violins playing big scales over this rhythm. But it's not really possible for a piano solo version. I think there are some like super virtuosic version of it. There's also like a two piano version where you can fit it in. But how Tchaikovsky's done it, he's just let that part be for the orchestra and the piano does a full like da capo. And I mean, musically it definitely works this way as well. It's just extra addition in the orchestra. It's like they can't contain themselves and keep the restraint of the march. It needs to live out a little bit more. So I'm going to finish this video by playing the main section through. Thanks for watching Sonata Secrets. A big shout out to my Patreon sponsors, M. Thurston and K.